This news story was written by Rachel Lerman, Julie Weil, Emma Coomer, and Clara Ence Morse. Here's how rich each candidate is compared to the average American. Trump, Harris, Vance, and Waltz span a wide range of financial circumstances. Here's where they fit on the spectrum of American wealth. One is among the richest men ever to hold the U.S. presidency. Another would be among the least wealthy vice presidents in recent memory. The contrast between former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, is unusual. For much of our nation's history, the major candidates for the White House have often been far wealthier than the average American. Walz is very ordinary economically, said Julian Zelizer, a political history professor at Princeton University who studies American presidents. That's different from what we've seen for a while. Walz, who holds no investments outside retirement savings, is worth about $1 million. A lower net worth than about 6 out of 10 adults in his demographic of college-educated married people, ages 50 to 64. By contrast, fellow vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance, a Republican from Ohio who grew up in poverty, is now a multimillionaire. So is the Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. She earned a steady income as a public servant and married a wealthy lawyer. And Trump is a real estate tycoon whose net worth runs into the billions. Megan Gorman, managing partner at Checkers Financial Management and author of an upcoming book about presidential wealth, described money as a way we can gauge a person's values and priorities. Depending on who you are and how you grew up, you may value different things like risk, debt, pensions, or security. To assemble financial profiles of the four candidates, The Washington Post examined their financial disclosures through the years, both while campaigning and while serving in elected roles. In addition, the Post looked at tax returns where available. Harris and Walz have voluntarily released their tax returns, while Trump and Vance have not. Some of Trump's returns have, however, been published by Congress and the news media. Here's what we know about the candidates' finances. Harris, who attended Howard University and the University of San Francisco's Law School, served as Attorney General of California and District Attorney of San Francisco before being elected to the U.S. Senate in 2016. She made a steady income in her decades as a public servant, where salaries are often set by law. In 2014, she married Douglas Emhoff, a lawyer in Los Angeles who regularly reported more than $1 million in annual income, before leaving his job when Harris was elected vice president in 2020. With Emhoff's new job teaching at Georgetown Law, the pair of successful lawyers still make well above the median salary in the United States, which was nearly $60,000 in the second quarter of this year. Salary. As vice president, Harris will make $284,600 in 2024, an amount set by executive order. She and Emhoff reported a combined salary income of nearly $400,000 on their 2023 tax return. Investment income. Harris and Emhoff reported just over $50,000 in taxable interest from Wells Fargo bank accounts on their 2023 tax return. The pair also hold more than $2 million in different investment and retirement funds, including in several ETFs or funds that invest in multiple stocks. Real estate. Harris has a mortgage of between $1 million and $5 million, according to her most recent financial disclosure form filed in May and covering 2023. Forbes reports that she and Emhoff own a multi-million dollar house in Los Angeles. Royalties. Harris made more than $450,000 in royalties during her first year as vice president for her 2019 memoir, The Truths We Hold, and a children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere. Taxes. Harris has regularly published her tax returns. The filings show that before she took office as vice president, she and Emhoff used to pay very high tax bills, more than $1 million in 2019, and more than $500,000 in 2020 and 2021. With the loss of Emhoff's law firm earnings, their tax bills shrank to under $100,000 per year. The filings also reveal their charitable contributions, which total more than $20,000 each year of her vice presidency, and include causes ranging from California universities to Jewish organizations to D.C. Central Kitchen. Other disclosures. Harris noted in her most recent disclosure that she received $1,655.92 in concert tickets as a gift from the music artist Beyoncé in 2023, the vice president posted on Instagram thanking the singer last August. For decades, Trump made a name for himself as a real estate developer and TV personality. The former president graduated from University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School in 1968 and joined his father's real estate business. Since his presidency, Trump has earned money through book deals, speaking engagements, and the company that owns his social media network, Truth Social. His net worth is reportedly about $3.9 billion, more than 99.9% of American households. Investment and business income. Trump is entitled to a federal pension as a former president, but much of his income comes from his businesses. Using broad ranges, Trump reported at least $635 million in income from real estate, hotels, resorts, and golf properties during 2023, according to an analysis by The Post. Much of his net worth is now due to his stake in Truth Social's parent company, Trump Media and Technology Group. The company went public in March and reported a $16.4 million quarterly loss last month. Real estate. The Trump Organization's portfolio lists properties around the world, including at least 4 commercial properties in New York and California, along with at least 9 hotels in North America, Europe, and Asia. In financial disclosure forms filed this year, Trump reported some details of his income from properties, including $161 million from the golf course at his Doral Resort in Florida. In forms filed in 2023, he reported income of $284 million from the 2022 sale of the Trump International Hotel in Washington. Royalties. The former president reported on his latest disclosure that he earned about $300,000 in royalties from the Greenwood Bible, a version of the Bible he encouraged supporters to buy that includes lyrics from Lee Greenwood's song God Bless the USA, and about $4.4 million from his 2023 book, Letters to Trump, which features letters Americans wrote to him. Taxes. Trump resisted releasing his tax returns until a Democratic-led House panel published 6 years of the documents in 2022. The filings showed that he paid little in taxes for many years by reporting major business losses. In other years, he paid as much as $999,466. Liabilities. Trump's latest report lists more than $50 million in liabilities owed to both writer E. Jean Carroll and the New York Attorney General. The actual payments might end up costing more than $500 million. A federal court jury ordered Trump in January to pay Carroll over $83 million after she won a civil defamation case against him. And in February, a judge ordered the former president to pay New York at least $454 million for civil business fraud. Trump is appealing the decision. Vance made a splash with his 2016 memoir about his Appalachian roots and his journey through the military to Ohio State University and Yale Law School. After the success of his book, he had a brief but lucrative career as a venture capitalist before he was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2022. With between $4 million and $12 million in assets, Vance at 40 is far wealthier than most people his age. Salary. As a senator, Vance will earn $174,000 in 2024. His wife, Usha Vance, worked at the large law firm Munger, Tolis & Olson until July, when she left her job after her husband was tapped as Trump's vice presidential nominee. Though Vance did not disclose his wife's exact salary, the law firm has said in a job posting that it pays most lawyers a salary between $215,000 and $415,000 per year based on experience. Investment income. Vance still owns assets from the venture capital funds that he ran before becoming a senator. In his 2023 Senate financial disclosure form, he valued those holdings at more than $600,000. He also said he had hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings accounts, millions of dollars in mutual funds, and between $100,000 and $250,000 in cryptocurrency. The total value of the couple's reported assets is between $4.1 million and $11.8 million, according to a Post analysis. In 2023, their income on investments was somewhere between $201,801 and $1.2 million. Real estate. The Vances bought a $1.6 million house in Northern Virginia in 2023. They also own a DC townhouse that they rent to tenants, and that is described as being worth between $500,000 and $1 million. In 2022, they reported collecting between $15,000 and $50,000 in rent, royalties. As the author of a best-selling book that was adapted into a Hollywood movie, Vance reported earning $54,734 in royalties on his 2023 Senate financial disclosure. He noted on a campaign finance form filed this summer that HarperCollins paid him an unknown advance in 2017 for a second book that has not been published yet. Taxes. Vance has not released his tax returns. After joining the Army National Guard and earning undergraduate and master's degrees from Chadron State College in Nebraska and Minnesota State University, Mankato, Waltz spent his career in education and government. He and his wife, Gwen Waltz, also a lifelong educator, have sizable public pensions and retirement accounts, but little in the way of other savings or investments. Like about 35% of Americans, the Waltzes do not currently own a house. Salary. As governor of Minnesota, Waltz reported on his 2023 tax return that he earned $112,493. His wife reported earning $51,231 as an educator. Investments and pensions. The Waltz's tax forms and financial disclosures indicate that they have no taxable investment accounts, such as stocks or mutual funds. They have multiple retirement accounts from their jobs in government and education. According to their most recent tax return, they withdrew $135,000 from their retirement savings in 2023. The Waltzes used the withdrawal to pay college expenses for their daughter, Hope, according to the Wall Street Journal. Real estate. The family sold their Mankato, Minnesota house for $304,000 in 2019 when they moved into the Minnesota Governor's Mansion. Before the move, they had taken out a second mortgage on the house and rented out a room. Taxes. Waltz has made his tax returns public for many years. In 2023, he paid $54,199 in taxes, more than twice as much as he has owed in other recent years because of the large one-time withdrawal from retirement savings. Waltz does not have mortgage interest or property taxes to deduct, so he regularly takes the standard deduction on his tax returns. Methodology candidate financial data comes from financial disclosure forms filed with the U.S. Office of Government Ethics and tax returns voluntarily made public or published by Congress. Candidates sometimes reported large ranges, as permitted by the forms, rather than specific dollar amounts. The candidates' net worths are based on recent estimates from Forbes as of July for Harris and Vance, August for Waltz, and Sept 16 for Trump. Data on the distribution of American wealth is from micro data from the 2022 Survey of Consumer Finances, accessed via the University of California, Berkeley's survey documentation and analysis. About this story, editing by Carly Dom-Sadoff, Betty Shavaria, and Kate Rabinowitz. Graphics by Luis Melgar. Artwork by Emma Coomer, The Post, with images by Joe Lamberti for The Post, Tom Brenner for The Post, Ricky Cariotti, The Post, Mason Poole, AMPAS, Getty Images, Jonathan Newton, The Washington Post, Andrea Ellen Reed for The Post, and iStock.